Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Hey, yeah. we'll podcast
there
it.
Is there a circle on the LCD screen there?
Yes.
We're good.
We're good.
Oh, hi. Hi, Travis.
We're recording.
Hi, Javi.
Hey.
Listen hi, Jason. Listen to Peter. Ashlyn said hi, Jason. Nobody else said hi. It was me.
Brownie points.
What the heck, dude?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to BM Squared, where B movies are the best movies.
No, they're not.
They are.
They are poop.
You're jealous.
I'm Brett.
Poop.
I'm Abe.
Poop.
I'm Dane.
Wait, what?
Poop.
Wait, we've got a guest this week?
What?
I'm Tony. I'm always last.
Poop.
There's a reason for that.
I know.
Did you say you
Although
were Ashlyn?
Ashlyn's never... Didn't introduce herself yet.
Yeah. I'm last now. Oh. And this is Ashlyn.
Oh, yeah. And today we've got a special guest, our buddy Dane.
Dane.
Yeah.
Dane.
Say hi again, Dane.
Well, hello there. I'm Dane.
Cute.
Super cute.
We thought maybe we'd start with guests. We'd start telling how we met the person.
Okay.
I thought that'd be a fun idea.
This is new to me. I did not know we were doing this.
I told you about this last
night. He did. He sent a nice letterhead memo to everybody.
To
whom it may concern.
and I sent a snail mail, too, so you got it.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who wants to kick it off?
I think...
Ashlyn.
Oh, Ash.
I met Dane when we were filming, and actually I met his wife Megan at the same time. Boom.
Boom.
Except they weren't married then. Boom.
Yeah.
They
weren't married yet.
I met them both at the same time.
This might be slightly boring because I'm pretty sure that's exactly when every single one of us met him there. So I will tell a different story.
Okay.
Oh. Down at Family Video, a couple times I'd go in and Dane would be there and ask me if I'm looking for a certain movie. He'd help me find it, and then the rest of the time we'd just sit there and talk. About movies. Good times.
Great. Oh, you guys are cute.
I'm going to talk about a different time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When I worked at Target and he went to buy movies for Family Video, though.
Nice.
Oh, really?
You told me that story, actually.
He got in trouble.
It was when Avengers Endgame came out.
And they wouldn't let him buy it. I was like, but why not?
They wouldn't let you
money.
Buy it?
Well, the short answer to that is, so Disney... doesn't want video rental places because of Disney Plus.
Huh.
So to them, letting me buy movies to rent to people is taking money out of their pocket because people have to buy their movies.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right?
Okay, okay.
And so even Walmart and places like that would have a limit. Like you can only buy X amount of a certain format.
I mean,
yeah.
Disney is so suffering right now.
Oh,
they need all
their
the money
pockets
they can,
are very
guys.
Shallow.
So would you have to go to like different stores? Like you'd go and get like 3 copies of Blu-rays from Target and then like 2 copies of like 4K HDs or something from Shopko?
Well... No, once again, the short answer, no. So the reason I didn't go back to Target is because I got to know, there's a few different managers in the electronics at Walmart. And so those people were also customers at Family Video.
Yeah.
So I would just, usually the one girl was the manager there, and I would go and she would just do like, okay, we'll do a transaction with 2 DVDs, 2 Blu-rays, and a 4K.
Yeah.
Use my card, do another transaction with 2 DVDs, 2 Blu-rays, and then I would have to go and manually input all of those transactions just to get my, 20 copies of whatever movie.
Gotcha.
But I didn't like that because, you know what? It's not small on Target because they would be making money.
Yeah.
Target's making their bank no matter
and
what.
Like, yeah, what does Target care?
No, exactly. And I'm like, man, you're on a stupid power trip over this.
Yeah, for real.
So if essentially what we're saying is Target is responsible for Family Video.
Going out of business.
So, I wasn't going to go that far. Yeah,
See, you don't have to say it. I'll say it for you.
There we go. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and we are coming together today, and we're going to talk about The Howling from 1981, which was?
My pick.
Tone Dog's pick. Good pick, too.
I almost vetoed it, but then they gave me an extra veto power.
Ashlyn bargaining for those veto chips.
Ashlyn will take any power we
have. I got 5 veto powers now.
Okay, but you didn't...
Nope.
You didn't
nope.
really... Okay, but
nope.
I'm just going to say this. You didn't.
Nope.
You didn't really care if... we watched this movie or not, you were just on a power trip trying to get an extra veto.
Nope.
Yeah, that's why. Nope. Yeah, because you didn't even like read the description of the movie first or anything.
I already knew I was going
to
hate it.
Does she need to read the description for any of our movies?
Do okay. I?
Before
first
she wants
of all,
to veto
this is called
it?
The Howling?
Yeah.
What do I think that is?
A werewolf movie?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
I didn't
like
need to read a description. I'd rather be a vampire.
Really?
Yeah.
We already talked about this on podcast.
Ugh.
And everybody said that they'd rather be a werewolf, and I was the only one who picked a vampire.
Gross. I don't remember this conversation, but I trust you.
It was on Conspiracies. We haven't gotten that far yet.
I thought it was on Wolf Cop.
Ooh, gosh, what a good movie, guys. Wolf
Have
Cop.
You seen Wolf Cop, guys?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They made another one, too, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've seen that one, too.
He watched the sequel, and he
was so good. It was a Family Video single copy. That's when you know it's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
only one.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I love those kind of movies. And The Howling from 1981 is written by John Sayles and Terrence H. Winkless.
I like his name. Winkless.
He needs to wink more.
Wink more?
Yeah. I feel like we've made this joke. Has he written anything else? Because I feel like we've said the same joke.
Oh.
I'm looking it up.
Sounds good.
I feel like I've made that joke before.
Just wait. I got a no-name joke.
Ooh, I can't wait, Joan.
It can be easy pickings.
And, I know which one you're talking about then. this movie was directed by the famous Joe Dante, although not famous at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's pretty famous filmmaker now. And, Abe, why don't you give us a synopsis of this
Absolutely.
Movie?
Sorry, I got distracted on Winkless real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I had to scroll back a little bit. No, I'm good. I'm good. I got it. After a bizarre and nearly deadly encounter with a serial killer, a television newswoman is sent to a remote mountain resort whose residents may not be what they seem.
Ooh.
I've had a dime for every time that happened to me.
I know.
All the time. And seriously, Ashlyn, how did you want to veto this movie? That's an awesome
No, it's not.
I mean,
the synopsis is pretty legit.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
I'm not saying anything about the movie yet, but the synopsis is pretty legit.
Pretty legit.
Nah.
And I am going to throw this out there. Spoiler warning. We're about to ruin this movie for you if you haven't seen it. So be warned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be warned.
Did you like my be warned?
It could have been better.
I like the face better than the voice.
They can't see the face.
Yeah, that's the fourth time anybody's ever said that.
That they like my face?
Yes.
Oh, Dick's always sweet to me.
Damn. There you go. That's why I'm here.
So this movie starts out with Karen White is the lady's name. She's played by Dee Wallace from E.T.
E.T.
Yeah.
Elliot's mom.
And Three from Hell. And Cujo, right?
Let's be honest. She's in pretty much all 80s horror movies from back in the day.
She's in a lot. What's her name? Lene Quigley?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
So we've got Karen White, played by Dee Wallace. And she's being, when the movie starts out, she's being used as bait in a sting operation to catch a guy that's been stalking her.
Okay. Sorry.
Nope, go ahead.
So, did anybody catch that when the neon was interfering?
I was gonna call that out too on bullshit, but then I'm like, let's be honest, I know nothing about radio frequencies
radio
and
frequency
neon
from the 80s.
We live in Iowa where there's not a lot of neon, so I don't know, but it sounded like bullshit.
But in my notes, I put neon interference ? Worst sting operation ever.
Yeah,
like nobody was following her.
No, not they couldn't even hear her. They didn't know where the heck she was.
They're like, she's over there.
She's
right.
She's good.
And I mean, they're all from Los Angeles, so they should have been like, wait, we need to anticipate the neon from downtown, guys.
That's true. They should already know that neon messes with their systems.
It's an 80s movie. They could have had some scientist be like, the neon rating is really high.
Yeah.
They should have had that scene.
With like a scroll. Yeah, like you
exactly.
Did. Oh, my gosh. All right, so she is in a phone booth, right? And she's waiting for the stalker guy to call her to tell her where to go.
Yep.
And then there's a guy that's waiting patiently outside.
I know where you're going.
Did you guys know who that was?
I didn't until I saw the credits.
Right. Roger Corman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep, man.
Okay, yeah.
Famous.
Never seen anything of his, to admit it.
And they lingered on that shot forever. I thought we were going to go into his conversation.
No, they just wanted to establish, this is him.
Yeah, this is him. But you're right. I totally thought the same thing because I didn't recognize him. I didn't see it until afterwards, too. Because they were lingering on him, I totally thought that he was the stalker.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know how. That's what I thought, too. Yeah.
Well, until you see the shots of his mouth, you know, on the phone, then I was like, wait, that it can't be. That
right.
Yeah.
But it could be.
Still could be.
See, one thing I was thrown off by, and this is kind of stupid. Yeah. So she's walking down the alley on her way to the sting operation, blah, blah, blah. A gentleman stops her, and he's going to proposition her for sex. And he says, "I'll take a half and half." What is a half?
Is anyone... I know what a half and half is.
Oh, let's of course, if everybody to inform me at this table.
I need Tony.
Go for it, Tony.
A half and half to Abe.
Okay, like when you put half of your penis in and then turn it around and then put half of it in the butt.
I guess I should have known it was going to go that way. I opened a can of worms, guys. I'm sorry.
I don't actually think that's what it is.
So is it half price then? I'm trying to just...
No, it's full price, but then you get the half of the experience. So
I think,
and like,
I think
like
it's
this.
I think it's half,
boom,
half mouth, half...
Half foreplay, half regular.
Gotcha. Can you explain sex to me? I don't know.
I think that's what it is, but I don't want to Google it because I'm scared of what I'm going to keep getting after that, guys.
Yeah.
Well, your Amazon ads from now on are just going to be a mess.
What are they
going to
be selling me?
I'm going to take
a lot of half and half cream.
I'm going to take that bullet.
Have fun. Google it.
Have fun with that.
Do not say what you find on this podcast, Tony.
You can just show the picture. No.
She's on the phone with the stalker. The stalker tells her where to go, and he lures her to a porn theater.
And she agreed to go.
And she agrees to go to the porn theater. And like Abe said, we've got breaking news.
I looked it up.
What is it, Tony?
We are dumb.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I wasn't right.
What do you say?
Basically half foreplay, half full sex.
Half mouth, half down below.
Oh, yep, that's it.
Anything down below.
Oh, okay, so we were right.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Man, how did I become an expert at prostitution?
Boom.
That's gross.
You've done your
research.
Now,
that's the name of an anime if I ever heard one.
I love it. like I was saying, the stalker lures Karen to a porn theater where he shows her a snuff film and then tries to attack her.
Yep.
I thought the film was Raw Force.
Was Raw Force?
It might as well have been.
It was the porn version?
Yeah. Or the actual film.
It was part of the scenes they cut out, to make it a real movie.
There was a lot of awesome orgy scenes in Raw Stuff. Raw Force. What, I said Raw Stuff?
Yeah.
He shows her a snuff film, and then he tries to attack her. But when she's screaming from the attack, the cops rush in, and they save her, and they shoot to death the stalker, Eddie.
No, they did not even...
No,
open the door. They shot through the door.
They didn't aim. Oh, that's true. They didn't see shit. They heard screaming, came in, and blasted.
And luckily she ducked out of the way of the bullets.
And unfortunately, this did not hold up in this day and age.
No.
It's pretty relevant, honestly.
Yeah. It
actually, yeah.
It's like 100%.
Yeah. Cops haven't changed.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking when I saw this. I'm like, ooh.
It's just now frowned upon.
Yeah.
Back then, it was like no big deal.
Yeah. Like, biggie. You know what?
They shot through my door. It's cool.
It happens.
I shouldn't have had it closed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
they hold screaming and they shot.
Karen, she has trouble adjusting back to her life. She's got PTSD now, and she also has amnesia from that night. She doesn't remember much. It's like a 1-2 punch, PTSD and amnesia.
Which I've had.
Which you have had when you got held up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it is a thing.
I thought you amnesia?
No.
Or just the PTSD?
The PTSD.
And then, it's hard to remember some of the things because I repressed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For anybody out there that we haven't told the story to on podcast.
Tony got robbed.
Tony got robbed at knife point once.
Yeah.
Working, when he worked at a gas station.
Working at a gas station.
Poor feller. I'm glad they didn't get you.
And that happened to Megan twice. Right?
Did it?
What?
Got held up by knife or gun?
The first one was a gun.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that'd be scary.
Yeah. And it was, they were both here in town.
At a job or out on the street?
She, is it a BP there on Sunnyside? Or what's that gas station there by
is
the old
Erica?
School? Or is it an Erica? Yeah, it's something like it's right there by Hungry Bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
She had pulled around behind to air up her tire, and this guy just came out of nowhere. And she got pistol whipped by that guy because she didn't have any money.
Fuck. Damn.
Wow.
So fun
Sorry,
stories of
wow.
relating things to a movie, and she's gonna be like, "Did you really tell that story?"
I'll say I'm gonna edit it out, but I probably won't. Sorry, Megan.
Yeah, that's crazy. Poor
yeah, that's
thing.
Insane.
Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah.
Well, and the other guy, she was at the Circle K on Roosevelt. It was but it was really late at night. Some guy walked across Roosevelt when she was pumping gas. And came up just right behind her before she turned around. That one, at least, she believed him. She believed her that she didn't have anything, and he just left. He made her turn around, and then he left.
But. Wow.
Yeah, when I got held up, the guy came behind the thing and had a knife to my chest.
Jeez, that's...
It was.
See, that's the thing I don't get, though, is, in a situation like this, are you really, is it really worth killing somebody over what they possibly could have on them at that time? Like, literally, unless they're walking around with like a bank bag,
but
it's not worth it.
But what I remember, like, okay, yeah, you can take the company's money, but if you tried to get my money, the only $20 I got in my pocket right now, we're going to fight.
They're insured. Give them whatever they want.
Like, you're not getting my wallet.
No, I got to eat lunch tomorrow, so no.
Well, I mean, that's just desperation, you know? People, at some point, they don't have an option.
And Tony would have had to be out robbing people if the guy had taken his wallet.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. Then he robbed somebody.
Maybe that guy got robbed.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I stopped it.
Yeah. You ended that cycle.
You're kind of a hero. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
Dave, you're welcome, so nice.
You are. I'm too nice, man.
I'm the hero.
Tony, you're a hero.
My self-esteem has gone up 2 inches.
Ew. Is that how you measure self-esteem?
Whatever that means, it sounds gross.
Yeah, it does.
Moving on.
Like I said, it's hard for her to get back to her day job. She's a TV news anchor. She tries to go on air, and it just doesn't work out for her. She kind of embarrasses herself. She clams up, and she can't tell the story or anything. They got to cut away to something else.
I love the producer's reaction to her little meltdown. The
producer's a dick.
Yeah.
Man. Who knows? She may be pregnant.
She may be pregnant. That's what it is.
Wow. I don't know. Is it the woman time of the month? I can't ever keep these things
like
straight.
Like that attitude.
Can we talk about her husband's sweater? You know, the same.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember his sweater. I was too distracted by him in general because, like, he reminded me just like a 70s porn.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Stereotype.
It had like buttons uphill.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And sweater. I'm like so fascinated by it.
Yeah, that was something I would like to wear.
He had buttons on his shoulder?
Yeah. So it was like up the side and it had like wooden buttons. It was just very strange. I'd never seen anything.
Okay, I'm going to try to get a picture. Okay.
Yeah, get a picture for us. She tries to go back to her job. It doesn't work out. And her therapist sends her to a cult, basically, that he calls The Colony, which is a secluded resort he owns in the countryside where he sends certain patients for special treatment.
That's
ones who they benefit from the environment.
That's a red flag. Red flags all around, guys. Well,
that's not too much of a red flag to me. Yeah. I mean, yeah, these therapists, they do have these little areas, hostels and everything. What throws it off for me is when she shows up and they're having a hoedown luau.
I know. I wrote down, they're having a hoedown?
Well, because doesn't it start with, I can't remember the guy's name, but basically like yelling and howl, you know, kind of screaming when she first gets it. I mean,
they're like banjo music. It's a big red flag for me. That's the second I hear banjo music, you got to get out.
I'm Deliverance out. Soundtrack, go. You're gone.
Hills Have Eyes. Yep. Banjo, no go.
No, banjos.
Wrong turn.
Banjo players kill people, guys.
No, for real. This is
true. Yeah.
This is a fact.
I've never killed somebody, and I've never played the banjo.
So those have to.
Yeah, see, that's no coincidence. I think not. Dude.
That's no coincidence.
Just seemed a weird kind of music to have at that for part real? Of the at world. That party. And, yeah, just
and
pretty weird.
Such a random collection. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a weird lady who's a nymphomaniac / like new age belly dancer looking girl.
Yep.
Then there's a hillbilly, like a straight up hillbilly, which is apparently her brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's someone like a Mexican cowboy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody.
Oh, see, the rancher. Yeah.
And this is what I was going to say here, guys. Like there we meet some crazy people.
Yes.
I love in these movies, this specific scene. A lot of these movies like this, like 20 minutes in, we get to meet like this colorful class cast. It's the Sid Field diagram on like how to make a movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's like these 80 flicks, they always wrote like meet the rest of the crazy cast for the first like plot point that takes us into act two, mm-hmm. like 20 minutes in to get us to act two.
Hit every stereotype you can.
Yeah, exactly. Like remember Demons? Like that's the point that we, it's like all of these movies.
You meet
like,
the pimp, you meet the nerd, you meet the lover boy.
You get that scene where you're just like these are the people that, when you're walking into this movie, you think like these are the people that are going to die, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Which doesn't end up happening because it turns out they're all werewolves.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
Spoiler alert. But I just love these scenes where like 20 minutes in, you just get to meet all these crazy motherfuckers or mother shooters.
Mother shooters.
I'm going to be bad at this, guys.
That's all right. We can beep you.
No, he has to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beep yourself.
But yeah, so like Abe said, we meet just a ton of people. The Nympho, mm-hmm. Her brother, the Man Beast, TC. Yeah. I like TC a lot.
I hated him.
He was cracking me up because he's so ridiculous.
TC was crazy.
He was insane.
Creepy.
And crazy and creepy. And then I also liked at that part, we get to meet the old guy that's mm-hmm. just sick of living.
Just wants to be dead.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, yeah. He just wants to end it all. And I wasn't sure, is he just going to walk into the fire and
see,
burn?
His whole thing.
Was that what was his plan in that scene?
His first scene is he's sitting there staring at the fire. And then he starts bitching about his teeth hurting.
And then teeth hurting. And then the next time you see him, he's just watching these kids make out.
Yep.
Yeah, these like 20-year-old kids. Just
I remember when
out.
I used to be young.
And making out with other kids.
And then he's all of a sudden he wants to walk into the fire and end it all.
And then walking in the fire. And then the rest of the movie, he never seems like that downtrodden about anything. Oh, we got the picture.
Okay, I see it.
Oh, that is a sweet sweater.
It's very interesting. I wouldn't wear it.
There's a lot of things going on in that sweater,
guys. This
was
so distracting when I was watching it. Okay. How did you not see this?
I couldn't think about the movie for 20 minutes after that. all right. So back, also back at the city, Karen's work friends who are journalists are doing a piece on the stalker, Eddie. And their investigation, it's like interspersed in the movie between Karen and the colony scenes, through the first half of the movie.
Bouncing back and forth.
Just like the journalist.
Just like journalists.
No, I mean, they were having sex.
Uh-oh. Oh,
they were bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, they were. I didn't get it at first.
I didn't
tell.
I didn't.
I know. You kept on going like.
Your jokes are too good for me. Like they fly over my head because I'm dumb.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Tony's never heard that before. Don't lie to him. Don't lie to the poor guy.
See, in this part, I didn't understand is they get to the house and they're like looking through all of his possessions and everything. And they see all the drawings on the wall and all of the articles about murder and all of this. And the girl, I don't remember her name.
Terry.
She's like, oh, just your average red-blooded American boy. It's like, what? None of this is a red flag? Well,
that is?
I mean, that was the early 80s, so we don't know.
That didn't look like my room.
No.
So, you know, I just haphazardly cut paper out and I can't, slap
I'm
it
not,
on the wall.
I'm not going to look for it, but I wrote down. I saw a wolf cop pitch. It looked like Wolf Cop in the dwellings.
And some of the drawings I noticed, they were like almost like they were the cover of it, an 80s romantic novel.
Yeah.
It's like because he's like all his hair's flowing, and it just looks like you just paste Fabio's body on it, and you got an erotica novel from back in the 80s.
I wonder if you're onto something, Tone, about this. I wonder if it was like a Wolf Cop homage to this.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, could
I
be.
I like it. So...
Sorry, I liked your little random laugh there.
All right, so I also like how they kept this up with the interspersed scenes. And honestly, in the first half of the movie, I liked the colony parts of the movie, but their investigation, like I liked that angle better through the first half of the movie. Yeah,
100% liked that side.
The Chris and the Terry, the work friends, the journalists, they were I thought much more interesting. Than even like the crazy colorful characters.
Well, because they were uncovering stories. They were uncovering facts. On her side, it's all just drama that she's dealing with everybody on the island.
Yeah,
and they're dealing with amazing bookstore owners. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's actually coming up. That's Dick Miller.
Yeah,
Dick
the
Miller,
famous Dick Miller. Yep. I love seeing him.
No relation.
No relation to Tony.
Because I'm a
that
dick.
You know of.
Well, Tony pronounces hers Miller.
Miller. It's Miller time.
I was trying to decide how I was going to say his name wrong in my head.
You could have been like Myler.
Myler. God, I should have said Myler. We should be psychic. Yeah. Gosh darn
we
it. You could just shoot me ideas as I'm talking
Deal.
Too much. So that night, back at the colony, Karen and her new friend Donna, one of the crazy, colorful cast, they hear some crazy sounds outside, and upon investigating, they find a mangled deer body.
Thought it was a cow.
That was a cow.
There is a cow coming up.
Yeah,
oh, they're separate.
This is the deal.
Yep.
Go ahead.
We're going to get to that, but in every kill count I came across included this deal.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
that's
I'm
vetoed.
Not, so it did veto.
Yeah, we need human kills.
Yeah, we need human. We don't believe in.
I'm still debating on whether we include.
What? We don't.
No, we will. But we'll talk about it.
No.
What happened if it was a real deal?
No.
Like
no.
Is there such a thing?
I'm sure that somewhere in mythology there's a weredeer.
Yeah.
A weredeer?
Yeah, a weredeer. Mm-hmm.
So it's a pulse. Never heard of it, but I'll Google it.
Or where cow?
How come you get the fun Googles and I get the sexy ones that can make me...
Because you wanted to Google it. You're the one who was like, oh, I'll Google that.
Yeah, you were all about Googling it, man. I don't care, I'll do it.
Right?
I never think things through.
So, Terry and Chris, back in the city, they find Stalker Eddie's last name and apartment. And like Abe said, they go through and they find just crazy drawings.
Yeah.
They find other weird things too, landscape sketches. Mm-hmm. That they
really good ones
that they focus on a little too hard.
So you know
it's gonna come back in a
foreshadow.
Play. Yeah, well, foreshadowing pretty fucking
maybe not
hard.
Could that one guy in a payphone never paid off?
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
They're lingered just for Roger Corman's face. Yeah. Yeah. Which
do you think they
face?
Got it yet? Do you, no, keep going. Just keep on him. They don't recognize him yet.
Put his name underneath him. So
that's what they should have done. He should have had at least a
with
name
an arrow.
Tag on.
Like,
or like a jersey and his name's on the back.
Yeah. they find the landscape sketches. And then Terry and Chris, the investigative journalists, they follow up this lycanthrope angle by visiting an awesome store run by Dick Miller.
I want to go there.
No relation?
Yeah.
I want to go to that store because he had everything.
That store was dope, guys.
He's got the rolling
boat.
Yes.
Although you can't ask customers to wheel you while you're on. That's unprofessional. Get down, move the ladder yourself.
Did anybody want to know what those two nuns were doing in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
They lingered on that a little bit.
Yeah, they lingered on that too.
The second they walked in, I'm like, shit, did I miss something? Is there a big plot point that I didn't catch?
They did have a lot of lingers in
this. We need to connect the maybe they all connect in a way that makes sense.
He Kubricked us.
Yeah, that's true. Like they have some kind of crazy meaning in there.
The real movie is when you focus on those.
Okay,
yes. We're gonna have to watch this again and do an update episode.
And, no, we should do a B movie
analysis.
Ooh, like we analyze our own episode.
Yes,
and we're like these people don't know what they're talking about. This is the real deal.
Yeah,
or we could have a whole episode where we just create our own conspiracy theory.
I like that.
About this movie.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm down,
Dane. You're in full ride now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You're not leaving.
You just signed up for something.
Got to come back for that episode.
You're not leaving, so.
But yeah, Dick Miller, great cameo, guys.
I love him.
I love him, too.
My favorite one was when he was in Gremlins.
Yep, Gremlins. My boy from Gremlins. I like the foreshadowing here also. They linger on the silver bullets, mm-hmm. and they have a couple lines about it.
Oh, they went out of the way. Oh, some guy got them and Neville came and got for them.
Yeah. They're
some
not...
dude on a horse with a mask ordered a whole bunch of these and never came to pick them up.
They're not subtle in this movie, guys.
No.
At all.
No.
Subtlety's out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, happy... because I was waiting for the bullets they showed were for a rifle,
mm-hmm.
and ooh. I was expecting them to
a handgun.
I was expecting them to put it, but they kept the consistency. Yeah. They kept their research up. Yeah. I was proud of them for that.
They didn't lose Abe.
Yep.
And before we forget about this, when mm-hmm. Chris come back to buy them,
yeah.
he's like, no, that's not good enough. He's still a businessman. Like, no, you need more.
What's the male journalist's name? I always forget.
Christopher.
Chris.
Yep. Chris.
It's maybe not that relevant, but I recognize him right away. He actually plays in MASH, which I'm a big fan of. He's
Love
Colonel
MASH.
Potter's Harry Morgan's. He plays one of his son-in-law in one of the episodes. So I recognize him right away and I'm like, man, what have I seen him in? I finally got him.
I hate that feeling, by the way.
I had never seen him in anything else, so I thought it was neat.
Just MASH?
Yeah, that's all I had ever seen him in.
The only thing I've seen on MASH, unfortunately, is just the movie, the Robert Altman movie.
Yeah, which
is
a good movie.
I haven't seen the show ever, really.
No. There's like 11 seasons, and it's something I watch quite a bit. Yeah. But it's not for everybody, for sure.
My mommy loves MASH.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch it now if your mom wants it.
Shut up. Also, there is a mythological creature.
A weredeer?
That is kind of a weredeer, but it's called the Wendigo.
Oh, yeah, the Wendigo.
Wendigo.
Okay.
So, you think that was a Wendigo?
It has antlers, and it's kind
of
wolfy.
Well, the Wendigo is more of a spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, it you will, like, possess people to do stuff, but...
He's an evil spirit.
So it's cooler than a werewolf.
He's an evil
spirit.
Spirit of hunger.
At. Yes.
Yeah.
At this point, Terry and Chris... they leave this awesome shop run by Dick Miller, and they go check out Stalker Eddie's body at the morgue. But
what?
It's gone. Right here in my notes, I was going to be like, then they go check out Stalker Eddie's body, but it's gone. And then I did.
You should have gone with it. Yeah, you should have committed.
I just went for it.
Yeah.
And I forget, was that mold guy eating something?
Yep. Yeah, there was a sandwich right next to the brain.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah. I wrote this down specifically in my notes because I pointed it out on Wolf Cop, right? Yep.
I told you, it's a stereotype.
And then Abe said, no, that's every coroner in every movie is always
literally
eating.
Yep.
That's so weird.
It is.
Yeah. Crazy. And I can't never remember it until you pointed it out.
I can't remember what they were talking about, but on one of the episodes of Attack of Killer podcast, they actually had one movie that they could think of where the coroner wasn't eating something. And I can't remember for the life of me what it was.
Black? I don't know. Probably Men in Black.
Yeah, maybe.
I doubt that they would mention that because it's a horror movie podcast, but I don't think he was eating in that.
No, nope. She. Fiorentino or whatever.
I don't think she ate.
It's been way too long since I've seen that.
Yeah, me too.
That was just a random pull I had in my head.
Yeah, good job, nice. Tom. Yeah. Also, seriously, good job, Abe, pointing that out.
I've
never noticed that.
Oh, yeah, it's a 12.
Wow. Back at the colony, Karen meets Sheriff Sam, one of my fave characters. I love the way Sheriff Sam talks.
Yeah.
I love the way he talks. It's so, like, outlandish and, like, southern. It was cracking me up. And then that night, Karen hears some more strange noises outside. When they go looking, her friend Donna has an epic line. Do you guys remember this line? I'll throw it at you. As their flashlight is malfunctioning, Donna says, "Give me the flashlight. I can tell about batteries."
Yep, I
did not catch that.
I can tell about batteries?
She can just look at it.
I was more distracted by the fact that she kept asking what's wrong as the flashlight just burns out and they're standing there in the pitch black. What's wrong?
What's wrong?
I wonder.
The light's out.
Like what? Karen's going to be like, I can't find a bathroom or something.
Karen, you're being Karen.
You know what's wrong, Donna. And then they find the dead cow after that.
Mm-hmm.
From there, Karen's husband, Bill, gets roped into going on a rabbit hunt with the guys.
I hated Bill, by the way.
You didn't like Bill at all? I started liking Bill until he started slapping girls around.
Well, yeah.
Slapping, cheating on his wife.
Was that him, though, or was that
the wolf? Yeah.
Wow.
He gets roped into going with the guys. This rabbit hunt looks not fun at all.
No.
Especially with TC. Although TC doesn't make me laugh, but he's basically, they even say in the movie, he's TC's just a regular bloodhound. He's just an animal.
He looks like he could be half bloodhound.
Half bloodhound. Like his dad was a bloodhound, and his mom was a human.
Probably shouldn't go too far into that.
Okay. We'll just end it there. Dead end, guys.
Dan, we're gonna get into it sometime soon.
Why don't you Google how? No, I'm just joking. I'm kidding. So don't do
to Google,
it.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into something, but we'll continue. I got something.
That's a different podcast.
Bill ends up catching one, and then TC, the animal. Tells him to take it to his nympho sister's cabin to cook it for him. She's going to cook it for him.
How nice of her.
What? No, and he was like, I don't eat meat, but then they're like, take it to my sister.
You have to eat it. Doesn't he say like it's against the Bible if you don't eat the
jails? Yeah. He calls him out for it, and then he's like, oh, I never thought about it like that.
In that case, I love meat.
And then he looked at it like, your sister?
I'm eating this meat for God.
Yeah. Here's a t-shirt.
Yeah, that should be our t-shirt.
We should have that on a
t-shirt. That should be our t-shirt. I'm going to write that down.
Write it down. Dane's like, what did I just give them?
No, we'll see what else we come up with here.
Bill does take it over to Nympho Marcia, who puts the moves on him, surprising nobody ever.
It surprised me because I'm not used to that.
Tony doesn't know what moves is.
I don't know what moves are.
I thought for a minute
off.
You said he put the moose on. He put it's like a moose on her.
He put the moose on her.
I like to think that after this, though, Tony is going to just he's going to catch a rabbit and try to take it to girls' houses.
Yeah.
That's like, how they used to do it,
this
man.
This is how it
I
works,
mean,
right?
You just show up at a girl's house with a rabbit and be like, so can you make this for me?
Can you cook this? When do we have sex?
So Bill gets away from her, but then he's attacked and bitten in the woods by a wolf. And then he makes it back to the rest of the colony, and the doctor just patches him up, gives him a rabies shot, and then sends him on his way.
A rabies shot?
Rabies shot? Is that
a
what he said?
Rabies
shot? Oh my gosh.
Has anybody ever had a rabies shot?
No, but Tony has.
Tony, we know you have rabies, okay?
Yeah.
Tony got injected for it for money.
For plasma, I help people get oval rabies.
Yeah.
Wow.
The longest living rabies person.
It was a good deed that he would not have done if he didn't get paid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do anything without getting paid.
It's still a good deed. Yeah. So who cares?
That's true.
Yeah. If you're good at something, you get paid for it. I read that once.
Joker said that in The Dark Knight.
Okay, maybe I watched it in a movie once.
That's not a good source to get a good deed quote, though.
I wanted them to think that I read books and shit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Gosh. Karen, at this point, Karen calls her reporter friends. Who were having sex.
They were just lying in bed. What are you?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I hated that interaction, by the way.
Yeah,
the phone's ringing, and he's like, oh, she's like, I'll get it for you. I'll get it. He's like, no, I'll get it. And then he starts tickling her to make her get out of bed to get. I was like, this is
cheap. I just thought the bed was small.
Yeah, it was super tiny.
Yeah. It's like, maybe when I grow up, I can move out of my parents'
my twin bed.
Yeah, dude, what is going on?
I'd like to waste
the car he drives, and then that's the bed that they have.
Yes,
like, what is true. The deal?
It would have made it, though, if it was one of those race car beds.
Yes.
He doesn't even get out. He just pulls the top up and drives it out.
Oh, my God, dude. All right.
Awesome.
Karen calls for help. Terry ends up going, and Chris plans to join them shortly in like a couple days or something. Yep. Stupid on Chris for not coming with.
I know. Stupid. Yep.
It's like, yep. I've got some things to do here, so you should probably go.
Which wasn't much.
I mean, but just get the damn bullets.
Get the bullets.
But you know what?
But that's what he did there. He got the bullets. So if he would have left early,
they would have had the bullets.
He wouldn't have believed the story, though. They weren't on board with the full werewolf story at that point.
Terry was, though, the girl, the reporter. Hmm. She
yeah, but doesn't she call back later to tell him, like, it's confirmed?
Yeah, because she's in the office. Yeah.
So that's when it gets confirmed. So he had no reason to grab the bullets at this point.
He's like, she's always screaming about something.
Yeah. She's always making up things.
Just go up
there. She's pregnant.
Yeah, what? Or something. I don't know.
When girls get pregnant, they get crazy.
Hysterics of some kind.
Well, and I was going to say, I took it like he didn't want to be clingy. He was like, I'm going to play this cool. You go.
He does not look like a cool dude, though, so no. I don't know what he was thinking.
He's not. He needs to play that
as
card,
as someone
though.
Who's not a cool dude, like, I can answer that.
I think we can all vouch for it. Really.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're all sitting here.
I don't think any of us are that cool.
Have you met me? I'm not that cool.
I'm cool pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I
you're cool. Hey, no, you're cool. You're good.
Thanks, guys. You guys debatable. Are so nice.
We should do a Twitter poll on if Ashland's cool or not.
I mean,
I'm gonna make up.
Do you
want to
break
accounts.
The internet again?
Oh no!
With yes votes, God, that was sweet.
I got your back, girl.
Can you break up with her and date me already? Oh my gosh! I need a boyfriend like you.
I was.
What about Katie?
Sorry about your life.
I love Katie. Yeah.
I was shocked about the amount of wolf chili on this little resort. Did anyone else notice the wolf chili?
No.
Okay.
I love chili.
Basically, from the scene where you're at right now, from then on,
everybody's eating chili.
Everybody has a can of wolf chili sitting in their apartment.
Weird.
Yeah. And
They did a lot of callbacks.
They had a
like
lot
that.
Of little plants.
On Chris, when Terry ends up here in a little bit, when she calls Chris to confirm that it is wolves, grab the silver bullets. On his desk back in the city is a book, a copy of Howl by Allen Ginsberg.
Yep. I did see that.
Which it's like a collection of beat poetry. It has nothing to do with werewolves.
No, it's just the name.
Yeah, but they threw it in there.
There's a picture above the bed of Karen and what's his name, the cool guy with the porn stash.
Ooh.
Was that Bill?
Not Bill.
Bill. Right? Yeah,
okay.
Bill.
Okay.
Yep, Bill. Above their bed, there's a picture of a wolf slaughtering a lamb.
Ooh.
Like,
foreshadowing.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's little things planted little everywhere, things. But the wolf chili is the one that caught me. Sorry. I like wolf chili.
You need to wolf chill out.
Because if it's one thing werewolves like to eat, it's chili.
It's chili.
They don't need a can opener.
With no beans.
I was going to say, Dane, beans or no beans?
No beans. Right?
Ooh.
No beans.
See, that's the thing. Like, I like a little bit of difference in my chili. So I do like some beans. I don't like a ton, though. I like my chili more dry than I don't like vegetable soup. Sometimes people's chili just turns into vegetable soup because there's so much liquid.
I don't like vegetables. So.
I love the liquid.
That's enough.
Is that another t-shirt?
Okay, like,
can we say that? T-shirt? Yeah.
We can't say that
you
in
guys,
today's episode, dude.
I'm talking about freaking chili. Yeah,
of course. That's all we would ever think of when we hear that.
We are just, oh, bless Ness right. to mess up.
We are way off track, guys. All right, back to the movie.
Back to the chili, okay.
Back to the chili. All right, so that night when Karen falls asleep, Bill sneaks out for fireside werewolf sex with the nympho Marcia.
Oh.
This is some of the like first actual looks that we start getting of werewolves, like actual looks.
And it's top notch.
And gosh, it felt underwhelming, guys. So underwhelming. And it got me really nervous for the rest of the freaking movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen this before. Have you guys seen this before?
Mm-hmm. No, first time
for me.
When
I was like 10.
Yeah, okay, I'm the so same. I had seen it.
I didn't remember it too
but
much.
But it was new to me, basically, because I forgot everything. But I remember seeing. I think I even saw it in USA.
Oh,
so it's edited.
And,
yeah, and that's what I was telling Brett too.
The special effects guy, I think is Rob Bodine.
Yeah,
He's amazing. He's very famous in the special effects world. And it, when I saw this scene, like it was just like, yeah, like whew, this
like,
is.
Did
this
I really is, see that?
Yeah, this is what we're in for.
Like straight up, like animated sections.
Well, yeah, like
of,
at the end too, especially when it cuts out, it's just animated.
But
there,
it's like man.
Okay. So I had a note.
Oh, okay. Shoot! What's the note?
Okay, basically, I put when they go to Wolf Bone Town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so when
population
they,
two,
or
for
one,
now,
or one, because I got this. I have a question.
Oh.
So. If you're having sex and you're in each other,
okay.
And
if you're, you know, doing
if
whatever.
If you're in each other.
Yeah. If you're,
whatever takes
if you're,
place.
If you're doing a half and half, whatever.
If they're doing that.
And then you become a werewolf, do you connect to each other and become one?
Yeah, that's how werewolf.
I don't know.
I just pictured the transformation scene in Wolf Cop.
Okay.
The first scene you see is his penis turning into a werewolf penis. So that's what I pictured.
The way God intended.
Wait.
Oh man, sorry, Dane. Dane's gonna be like, "Don't tag me in this when it comes out, guys." I'm kidding,
guys.
I'm kidding. All they did was talk about werewolf sex for an hour.
I mean, that is a big part of the movie.
That is huge.
Actually, what I thought was interesting is, you know, they established very early on that. You know, there's something not in sync. You know, first he wants it and she can't.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards she wants it and he can't. But what does he do? He not immediately, but
goes
I mean the next
the
thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's supposed to show that he's already losing control, that he was already susceptible to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's like a pheromone thing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Yeah,
pheromone
I was kind of thinking about that. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I like the thoughts.
I mean, they're all neon lights over there, so it could have. No,
that's
interference.
True. What else does it interfere with, the neon lights?
This neon radiation is
it's really turning me off, guys.
This scientist, and like every half an hour, he's in a different spot with his little stupid gauge.
Yes.
Taking measurements.
So,
you know, it's funny when you were talking about the different, introducing all these crazy characters. Like, I'd never really thought about that, but you're right. Like, I was thinking of Clue's another one where it's like a big reveal of all these crazy characters. I was like, that's kind of neat. I
always love that scene.
That little moment.
Like 20 minutes in of just getting to meet all the crazy people. Yeah, it's one of my favorite scenes in these kind of movies.
Nice.
If Clue was made now, though, they'd have to introduce Agent Orange.
Oh, true? That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Agent Orange.
Yeah, you know, because it's a chemical, but it's also could be like a secret agent.
Okay.
You know, because like Colonel Mustard.
Such a good.
I just assumed that they made a new character.
Oh no!
With the way Clue changes all the time, I just assumed.
Well, they took
guy.
Out one of the characters, right?
Yeah,
the Asian
they did.
Girl,
yeah,
right?
And
yeah.
No, they
Mrs.
Put
White
in,
or.
No, they got rid of Mrs.
Orchid.
White, and they got they
Dr.
brought in Dr.
Orchid.
Orchid.
Yeah, she's cool.
We had to rebuy the game.
Isn't it like
they...
a Batwoman villain, Dr. Orchid?
Dr. Orchid. It sounds like a
God, I hope
yeah.
so.
So the next morning, the reporter friend, Terry, goes out exploring on the grounds, and she is shocked to find that part of the property is familiar.
Mm.
And it's a sketch from Stalker Eddie's landscape sketches at his apartment.
You mean that had something
Whoa.
To do with the plot?
Whoa.
Oh,
guys.
My God.
Do those nuns also come back later in the movie? Or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
so
you didn't wait. You didn't wait until after the credit scene with the nuns.
The post credit scene.
Oh, I wish there was.
Where the nuns
going
to the phone booth?
The nuns were talking to the guy in the phone booth.
Yeah, there you go.
It all connected.
Everything pays off in the end.
Wolfception.
Wolfception.
So while she's out looking at the property, a voice starts calling her name. And then she ends up, she gets chased a little bit, and she ends up at Marsha's cabin, where she discovers a werewolf in a closet that is pissed.
And another little thing here that I absolutely hated was the fact that they felt like they had to bring that stupid smiley face sticker.
Okay, I had a note. Like I kept on seeing that. It was like, was that intentional, of course?
It was. I in the notes, or in the trivia, they say apparently that's the calling card for Eddie.
It's like, on the movie posters, the one the that beginning. She goes to see in the theater has
it's
the sticker on it.
Stupidest little thing. I hated that. I hated it.
You know, like, all I could think of was Watchmen.
I was just going to say it's connected to Watchmen somehow.
That's right. It's like in the Watchmen universe. I like that.
Yeah. Make
we're just going to have Dr. Manhattan like bust through the
versus
wall.
Versus the werewolves.
That's on the Snyder Cut. Release it, you cowards.
Oh, release it. Hashtag. Oh, wait. The hashtag goes first, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how.
Wherever they go. Hashtags all over the place.
Ashley's just rolling her eyes at me tonight. So she gets attacked by the pissed off werewolf in Marsha's house. And she leaps from a window, hurts her ankle, and then she's able to crawl into a tiny basement to hide. Mm-hmm. And in this tiny basement, she finds a little like hatchet, little mini axe. And when the wolf attacks her, she chops its arm off. And at that point,
you see the special effects payoff.
Yep. That's when I was like, oh, thank God.
Yes, you have a moment of relief. That is the second best special effects thing in the whole movie. That was amazing.
Awesome. Because, the werewolf, you know, it gets its arm chopped off and then it bails, crying like a little wimp.
A little wimp.
Like a werewimp.
Like a werewimp. Wait. Ashlyn, Google that. Are werewimps a thing?
Sorry, your dog has something on his nose and I got it off.
Oh, okay.
It looked like
random.
A dead bug.
Yeah.
Well, it took me by surprise. Right. And that's what I was doing when you were like, Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, Google
okay,
this.
Okay, what, a werewimp?
A werewimp.
Not a were simp. A werewimp.
Okay. I know where simps are real. Though,
oh, okay.
You know,
well, we don't need to Google that then. We'll unless the Tony wants to.
So the werewimp, he just bails. Yeah. And that arm, it starts like bubbling and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like it like goes to be like more human and stuff like that as she's watching it like transform.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It's real?
It's a book. It's a little kid's book.
Oh,
is it about
cute.
A wimpy werewolf?
Yeah. Wow. You know, the little kid just wants to kill like a regular size werewolf, but he's too small to do it.
Who's the author on that? Let's give him a plug.
I don't know.
I looked up Will Pimp.
Pimp? Is that a book?
No.
Fiona Faith Ross.
No. Okay, good.
Fiona Faith Ross.
No, that was for Faith that one's Ross. For Ware Teen. Hold on.
Oh,
there's
how many
sequel.
Stages of life? Is it the same as a person?
We're not trying to give a whole bunch of plugs here. Just
Ware
the
Teen?
One.
Ware Tween?
Well, maybe it's a card. Maybe it's not a book.
Were young adults.
I don't know. It's a little werewimp.
Yeah. Why did they give him
buck teeth? Is it artwork, maybe?
That defies the whole purpose of a werewolf.
It is a pretty cool picture,
though. He's a wimp.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, because that's how wimps look.
He can't bite things like a regular werewolf.
He needs to go to a dentist. He needs to go to the were dentist.
Well,
don't worry. I'll get him a plug.
In a were society, do they all have to have were in front of things, or does it just become like a regular dentist?
No, I think you still have to have were.
When
does it become were and tail for that?
Oh my gosh.
Moving on.
And after that.
So Terry, the newspaper chick, the journalist chick, she after she cuts off the arm in that awesome scene, she gets out of there. She rushes to the doctor's office, but it's deserted. She calls Chris, her boyfriend back in the city.
In the middle of important research.
Yes. In the middle of important
watching
research.
Watching cartoons.
That's the reason that he had to stay behind.
Yeah.
He didn't want to miss his cartoons.
He's like, wait, what do wolves in the cartoons do? Maybe I should figure this out.
Maybe there's a connection.
Yeah. I need a stick of dynamite and an anvil.
Yes.
Yes. she's on the phone with Chris. She's telling him, like, you need to get here now, guy. You're my boyfriend. Come be boyfriend.
Yeah.
So then, as she's on the phone, she is attacked by a werewolf.
Eddie White.
With Chris on the phone, and he's got to hear the whole thing, which sucks for Chris.
I think you're skipping over the weird part here. That caught me off guard.
Uh-oh, what caught
you? It's the fact that she's going through the files, and the werewolf
Oh, grabs takes his file. I love that.
Pulls the files from her hand like he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, to me, the thing I love about it is it's so graceful and dexterous. Like, oh, it just was. Like, thank you.
Yeah. He's
like, all right. Because everything else you see is just like shaking. Like,
but no, like, so dainty.
Yeah, he's so dainty. He bypasses the nails, uses his. It's like someone with long nails.
He,
does, you know?
He doesn't want to break a fingernail off, so he's just going to do it real.
Something that, I mean.
I want to see this werewolf, Eddie, the stalker guy. I want to, like, in his werewolf outfit, drink tea.
Yeah,
I bet that was in the scene with the nuns at the end. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they added the scene in Wolf Cop when he's smoking, and he's really good at ashing and everything.
That's true.
Yeah,
with those big paws.
Yeah, the big old paws, but he can handle a cigarette just fine.
I may be thinking too much into this, but does it bother? No. I've never cut someone's arm off with a hatchet.
Oh, I have.
Let alone a werewolf.
Hey, it's easy.
It
must be, because I mean, she makes it look pretty. I'm not saying she doesn't have any upper body strength.
Well, yeah, and she's doing it like behind.
Yeah,
herself?
She's like to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she can't get the full swing. Like, she shouldn't be able to get
stuff
it off,
like that. Bother? I mean, it probably shouldn't. But
I bet Abe's the one that sharpened that thing, because I've seen him sharpen like knives and shit, and he's good.
Fun. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah,
you know that, the hatchet in the basement is the sharpest of all.
The sharpest of everything.
I mean, I hit my
the one just laying in dirt.
I hit my foot with a hatchet when I was chopping wood. Don't ask. And that shit like had a little scar. I can't even get chipped a bone.
Maybe werewolves are really like intimidating, strong. But their bones are not very dense.
There
like
you
a
go.
Fragile.
Yeah. Yeah. They're dainty too. That's why he had to be careful when he picked up
the
files.
File.
He might break a finger.
He's like, I'm going to break
hollow
my
bones.
Wrist.
Like hollow bones, like a bug.
Yeah, they try to scare people into having some kind of cardiac event, and then they
That's true. Yeah, yeah. He's just going to go around trying to give people heart attacks.
They're basically flexing
quick.
The whole
like
time.
Like pulling rugs out from under people.
Please don't make me actually do something. I'm fragile.
I've got brittle bone disease. I'm sorry.
That's why
wear fragility.
That's why nobody would team Jacob in Twilight.
I like Jacob better.
What?
He wasn't Spike. He was Lava Boy.
Okay, yeah.
I get tired of people without shirts. I don't know if that's just me, but
he does
feel
like
that
to rip
too.
His shirt off.
That's another reason I didn't like Aquaman. That's
shirts.
Another thing.
I hope everybody
knows
Dane showed up not wearing a shirt to this.
They're just like,
yeah, totally Dane shirtless right now.
He'll show us how it's done.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that. It's good that we're only being recorded on our voices.
Yeah.
Chris hears his girlfriend getting shredded.
I'm imagining is him holding her into an actual shredder, like piece by piece, as she's on the phone.
It would have been better.
I'm just thinking that he's thinking that he'll have sex and he gets upset.
Oh, that's true.
Like, is that how you do it? That's how she likes it?
So I need to sound like a wolf. Okay.
See, I was disappointed in the way it happened, because like he just went in for like a vampire bite. Like it was slow and like planned out. It's like, that's not a wolf. That's not a like, it's got to be brutal.
Well, and that's, I guess that's a problem. And I mean, I think it's probably just the technology at the time. But I mean, werewolves are supposed to be this kind of pinnacle of physicality and violence, and I think it's just because of what they need to do for the costuming and stuff. It can't be that. But I mean, when you think, I mean, the Harry Potter one's a little different because it's more
the
human maybe than
werewolf
wolf.
Ever.
But when I see something that's like that physically large and muscular, I mean, not only would it probably move faster than you can react, but I mean, it would just crush you when it would. I mean, you very rarely get that visceral sense with a werewolf.
Yeah.
And that's something that kind of bothered me too. It's like, I get that you want to show all this transformation and, oh, look at the cool special effects for the time. But then when you just stand there and kind of like Frankenstein or the Mummy after somebody, it's just like, just kills
it's
it a little
be
bit for
visceral,
me.
Bloody, carnal.
Fast.
It's got to be not
fast. Animal-like.
Yeah. Like a wolf.
Like a wolf.
Yeah.
Like a real one.
Yeah.
Are wolves real?
We should joking. Google that. Just make sure that we're...
Are wolves real?
And I'm like,
When Chris hears Terry getting killed on the phone, and he rushes over to Dick Miller's shop, and he buys the silver bullets.
Yep.
Is he just open all the time? That
I
was
think
what
so.
I was trying to figure out.
Must be open all the time. Yeah. Also, I like that he doesn't have a price on these bullets.
I was just going to say that. He's like, I got to call a pawnbroker
real
quick.
I got to call somebody real quick.
I don't think he ever thought he was going to sell them. I thought they were just like a
That's
conversation
true.
Piece.
Yeah. Because who's going to just go in and buy silver bullets?
For a rifle.
I guess
that's cool.
Well, back then, I think now,
that's freaking amazing.
That's like Hot Topic. They just have that on the counter.
That's true nowadays. Then we switch over back to Karen, and Karen and Bill, they get into a fight. She knows that he snuck out for some Marsha booty.
And when she calls him out on it, he slaps her
hard
and hard. Yeah. And then she grabs her shit and she takes it off.
As you should, because as fuck
you
that should. Guy.
As yep. you should.
For real.
Uh-huh.
Being a werewolf's no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. You should still be nice to your wife.
Keep your shit in check.
Don't hit women.
Don't hit anybody.
Though that's also a problem in Twilight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems in Twilight. Yeah.
Well, that's a different thing.
You get past the first movie, it gets a lot better.
Oh, I know. I've seen them all.
We all have.
I had to go to the last movie, like a midnight show, and Megan was going with somebody, and one of the girls couldn't go. So she's like, well, we have a free ticket. And I was like, well, I do like going to the movies. You know, I'm trying to like justify doing something.
I do like going to take naps.
Which one was it?
It was the last one.
The last one?
Okay, I went to New Moon.
That's one of my favorites.
I went to like New Moon midnight showing.
Oh. I laughed out loud when Jacob takes his shirt off in front of Charlie and he has that reaction.
Yeah.
Like, yes. No one else laughed, and I laughed, and I was like immediately mortified because I was the only one that did.
Karen, after she gets slapped, she takes off. She ends up over at the doctor's office now, and she pulls a curtain, and she finds her friend Terry has her throat eaten. At this point,
she has less of a throat than she did the last time.
No reaction.
Also, like he pointed out a little bit ago, when Terry got attacked by it, it didn't look like he was like carnal, like wear tearing through
her
throat.
He was like making out with her neck.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, the next time you see her dead body, it's like, I mean, completely gone. Yeah. Like it looks like a completely different attack.
Yeah.
After she sees Terry's body. Stalker Eddie shows back up into the room, and then he spills the beans like a freaking Bond villain, man.
It's like he has a trap. Well, let me tell you everything.
Let me tell you a little story.
You're surely going to die now.
I'm going to monologue.
For people, I mean, not that I'm an expert on serial killers, but
I thought you were going to be like, not that I'm an expert on werewolves.
Yeah, no, but I mean...
Last time I had someone chained up, I told them everything. Yeah.
That is, wanting to be noticed and recognized for what you can and will do.
That's true.
That is like a mental...
I mean, he is leaving like calling cards, stickers.
He's got to brag. He's like, this is how clever I was. That makes sense.
That's true. All right. I shouldn't give it too much shit then, huh?
I mean, it is still a little not unrealistic sometimes, I think.
But then he turns into a werewolf after he tells her his whole plot. And
it took him longer to turn into a werewolf than to explain his whole master plot.
It seemed like it got longer and longer every time we saw it.
It for real takes 5 minutes for
every
him
time,
to turn.
Every time I'm like, why aren't they running away? They got plenty of time.
And why does she go?
It was so cool watching the transformation, like all the bubbling of the skin. It makes no logical sense.
Yeah, that's
why is his skin turning into boils?
Yeah. And seriously, like you said, it was a cool transformation.
Oh, it was.
It just takes too long. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
When the fingernails
cool.
come out and blood, like I think that's one of the coolest scenes when you see the fingernails grow and it like cuts everything. A little bit like Wolverine, but something I wondered about the transformation. I mean, of course it's meant to look as cool and as flashy as it can, but I almost wondered if the bubbling was about, because I mean, obviously wolves and humans don't have the same musculature. Okay. So I almost wondered if it was something about his muscles kind of not liquefying, but maybe getting softer and like re-knitting in different patterns. So it's called, because there'd be it would release gas and other stuff as it's doing that. So that's kind of what I wondered if maybe.
Wow, I like that he's
that's
explaining
like
all
amazing.
Of
okay,
no
okay.
Lie.
They get a pass
love
from me. Good job,
someone
Dave.
Who really knows what they're talking about is going to call in, though, and be like, hold on.
One of my best buddies in the world, sitting next to me, Abe, overthinks every single movie.
No, but
I think you have him beat.
I don't know about that.
And I'm used to him overanalyzing every movie, right?
Yes. I like that logic, though.
That logic is amazing.
That was cool.
I guess I'm here for a good reason.
That's fantastic.
We should have a Dane segment where he just like calls in every time to explain everything to us.
He could be like, you guys, this could make sense
because of this.
I'm in the same way, though. Like when I see a movie, like I, on one hand, part of my brain's like, oh, it just looks cool. Yeah. But then on the other hand, I'm like, well,
what's the logic?
What can we base this in that
let me make,
could be almost
let me make
believable?
Sense to this.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it.
And, that's cool.
One of the cool things, my favorite part about this transformation scene is when the jaws elongate.
Oh, yeah.
And like I didn't really like how the gums were like showing like so much, because that's not how wolves are.
Yeah.
But no, I really love the jaws just like shoving out. I don't know how in the hell they did that. It was really cool.
With you guys, having more experience in, filmmaking, Did it seem to anybody else? Well, more than me. Did it seem to anyone else that some of it was out of order? Like when they were showing different scenes and certain, like there was every once in a while, like especially with the Jaws, it felt like.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't the same as the scene before. Like, and I almost felt like it was out of order of, and I did, maybe that was just me.
I think it's possible that they went back and they were like, well, we could do this with it too. They thought of something else they could add to it in the editing. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the eyes was something I noticed changed a little bit too.
In the 80s, they had to edit with the actual film and such. So. Ooh,
and that'd be hard.
Yeah. That would be so hard.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
They didn't have it easy with digital.
So then Karen is able to get her hands on some acid, and she throws it at Eddie's face.
Is that what that was?
For a minute, I thought that was supposed to be something else.
I was wondering. See, I was like, at first I thought it was holy water, but I'm like, that's not werewolves. I'm like, what in the hell could this be, and why does this werewolf have it laying in his office?
And honestly, I didn't know that it was acid until I was reading through the in-depth plot when I was writing
out
the script.
And here's another part of right behind her, next to the acid, there was a bottle of like Jack Daniel's ripoff. Is you know they made the fake label. It was wolf related too.
I couldn't remember what it said.
I couldn't either.
Yeah,
I did see the wolf. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that is kind of convenient. Yeah. A jar of acid just laying, unattended.
Yeah.
Next to my bottle of alcohol.
Who was a doctor? No, I'll get that tomorrow. Like he's just the cleaning lady comes in and bumps it as she's cleaning.
Well, hopefully I don't get them confused later when I want to get drunk.
You gotta put like a little circle of chalk around it so people know not to mess with it.
Yeah,
you
think like a skull and crossbones or something. Yeah.
Or, you know, just a lid. And
or a lid. Proper, put it in a cupboard or something.
She didn't take a lid off.
Don't be ridiculous.
I just realized she did not have to open it at
all. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's just laying there open.
You need to have it open or it'll go bad.
Yeah.
Maybe when people aren't doing well in therapy, he's like, I'm just going to stick your hand in.
The voice that you just did was amazing.
The voice was good. It killed it. I liked it. Chris, the other investigative journalist, he gets there and
Chris goes to Shot Town.
Yeah. Karen had gotten out of the room after the acid incident, and then basically like right after that, Chris gets to that room also to the doctor's office, and then has a confrontation with Stalker Eddie, who now has an acid burn on his face, his human face. Eddie taunts Chris. Chris has a shotgun or rifle.
It's a rifle. Yeah,
he has a rifle. And then he starts taunting him because Eddie knows that a bullet ain't gonna do nothing to him. Turns out Chris has the silver bullets that he didn't know about. So Eddie dies.
Which makes me wonder,
Wolf Eddie,
because like none of the werewolves seem to think that silver bullets actually exist.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
true.
They're like, no, there's no way.
It's just a myth. Silver bullets.
I do enjoy that because in a lot of movies, and I maybe like movies like Van Helsing ruined this kind of thing. But it's like, because you know, in those movies, it's like, well, I've got everything that could possibly kill anything supernatural. Yeah. But in this movie, like, I mean, we haven't got there yet. But when I can't remember what guy gets shot at the barn, and they all just stand over him and look like, oh,
that's really working.
Wait a minute, is it the doctor? I can't remember who it is.
No, it's the brother, your favorite. Yeah, and then the doctor's like, just get up, guy. Come on, you're fine.
It's just the bullet.
I was just waiting for someone to be like, huh. It's like just like what is going on?
I thought they were just gonna start like peeing their pants, like they were gonna freak out or like oh I'm sorry.
No, but they I guess they figured what? How many rounds can that rifle hold? Like you know we can kill him
a lot less than he shot.
Yeah. No, because I mean, haven't you seen that where you stack them and they go all the way through the you know the butt of the gun?
Right.
Jammed in there.
That box wasn't for that.
No.
So at this point, the colonists, they get Karen, and it's revealed that at that point, it's revealed that, man, everybody's a werewolf, even the doctor, because you didn't know about the doctor yet either. And the doctor wants to he wants his were family to fit into the world and only eat animals. But the nympho Marcia, her and a couple of the others, they just want to dominate the world. Mm-hmm. They want to dominate the food chain instead.
Makes me wonder if the reason the old guy wanted to kill himself is because he can't kill and eat people. Like if that was part of
the fun for him.
Mm-hmm. Like they just didn't want to live anymore if he couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. That could be. Because he was all like at the end, at this point, actually, he's all about killing and eating some people. Yep.
Well, if you get to that age, I'm sure you're just tired of everything.
Yeah, you just want to
I'm
eat it all.
I'm still just confused why his teeth were bothering him.
Well, it's hard to munch on human skin, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think that. I don't know. You'd think that would make him want to stop eating people. Well, and go back to eating animals then.
Something else a different movies kind of tackle is, are the human and werewolf bodies completely separate, or do they share, you know, some kind of supernatural protection? Because if you look at it pretty, like, literally, he is aging.
Yeah.
So maybe he's suffering from the, even though it can turn into a werewolf, maybe he's still suffering from all the same things an older guy would suffer from.
And then I wonder if it hurts, like, the more you transform, like the teeth elongating.
It has to. Seeing that transformation sequence, there's no way that does not hurt.
Your skin's not designed to
bubble.
And
sometimes, maybe that's a good explanation for why the scenes seem like they take longer, is because he's transforming over and over again. And that's got to take a toll. He's not eating anybody. Yeah. Like, you need energy to make those transformations.
I like that a lot better.
I feel like, for real, you're going to, like...
No, yeah.
Like, you're always going to want Dane to just...
I wonder what Dane would say.
What would Dane say?
Hey, I'm loving this. I'll be here any time you guys want me to be.
Chris shows up, blasting wolves with the silver bullets. Mm-hmm. Blasts a couple of them, and none of the wolves at first think that it's a real thing with the silver bullets. Quickly proved wrong by Chris. Then the wolves retreat into a barn that's right behind them because they had come out for a second. And then they retreat in there. Chris locks it and then just sets it on fire.
See, that's what I don't like. They retreated out of fear. The second the doors closed, they're like, wait a minute, what did we do? And they start pounding on the door to get out.
To get out.
What the fuck is that?
Also, these wolves have, like, all of this power, and there's, like, how many in there? Like, eight or ten wolves
They
in
can't
there?
Take out that little door?
Who, just the one when he was in the basement trying to get at Terry earlier in the movie, he just, like, smashes just a bunch of wood to get at her.
Yep.
But they can't get out these doors, these barn doors?
It's plot convenient wood, you know? It's only as hard as you need it to be.
As hard as you need it to be.
There's another t-shirt idea.
And then Chris goes around the barn pulling acid, and he pours it all over the brick wall, which I didn't get.
Yeah, why
I
would
just
you
stick
do that?
To the wood? I mean, that just seems like a waste of good
gas.
Just
maybe he just, I don't know, worked up, not really paying. You running around, not really thinking. Pouring all over himself. Wait a minute.
Oh. Chris and Karen, they are able to escape, and they make it to a car. But as they are getting away, Bill attacks them in his werewolf form. And before they can fight him off, he gets Karen with a bite in the shoulder. Mm. Yep.
Bye, Karen.
So you know she is effed. She is. But they get away. And then the next scene. What?
This means hurry it up.
Oh,
buddy.
Is that what that means? Okay.
Spin.
Talk
in
faster.
This circle.
Yeah. All right. So they get back to civilization, and they decide to tell the world about it. Karen needs to tell everybody about it on TV, and purposely turn into a werewolf and have Chris shoot her, which I thought was an awesome plan, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a good plan.
Yeah.
Didn't she kind of look like a Shih Tzu, though, when she transformed?
She did.
She looked a little weird.
She looks like a pretty, like a cute little puppy.
She's so adorable. And then everyone's like, oh. And she's like, no, you have to kill me. Like, I'm not cute.
She's
no,
got
I'm
the,
about
like,
to eat you guys.
She's got the one tear. Yeah. She's like, ooh.
Yeah.
One tear.
So Chris, one tear. Chris goes ahead and just puts her down. And then
he got pretty good at that by the end of the movie.
Yeah, he did shooting werewolves with the silver. And then my favorite part of the movie, guys, is next. Okay,
oh, I
and from there she gets shot, and in one single take, the camera's just panning down this bar, right? Of people that just watched this broadcast. Mm-hmm. One guy, he's like, that wasn't real. It was only special effects, right? And then the next guy sitting next to him is like, oh, it was real. They killed a werewolf on live TV. And then the bartender comes up and asks that guy, like, all right, what are you guys having? And you don't see who's at the very edge of the bar yet. But he's like, oh, I'll have a steak or whatever. And my lady here is going to have a hamburger. And then he turns to the lady. He's like, how did you like your hamburger? And then you see the big reveal. It's Nympho Marcia.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you want your burger, babe? And she's like, rare. And then the movie ends. God, I love
cooking
it.
The burger.
Yeah. Yes. And then the credits over top of the burger sizzling. Gosh.
And
I love that ending.
Everybody you showed, like, watching it, did not really kill.
No.
She did nothing.
Yeah, she did nothing. That was kind
of
sad.
I was kind of hoping it was the sheriff that was going to live out of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking Sheriff about Sam. Yeah, I was thinking about the way he talked. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Andy Griffith Show. Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking.
He was Matlock. Yeah. That's what I kept picturing the whole time. Matlock. Which is the same, right?
Yeah, Andy Griffith. And,
yeah.
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 Yep. You guys had the same thought.
Nice.
So that is it for the movie. So now we're going to take you over for the jingle from the BFPN.com.
The jingle.
Jingle, jingle.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, the PFPN.com. You guys are awesome.
What?
Whoop,
whoop.
I like that you punch the air when you're awesome. Yeah, he did.
They can't even see it. I'm doing that for you guys.
It was a crab punch.
I feel like it's something you have to do to get your energy up
you
real quick.
You guys are awesome. Yeah, basically. I feel like they can hear it in my voice, too. Awesome. Or just awesome. Which one had the punches? The first one.
No, the one second. With the punches, the I actual.
Yeah.
I think if you linger on it, the second one.
Oh, that's enough lingering on this conversation, actually. Abe, do you have some trivia for us?
I do. Yes.
Hit us with some trivia.
The first one I have is, they didn't specify, but it says the final transformation was all done in close-ups because at this time, they went over budget and they shot it in Joe Dante's office.
Okay.
I'm assuming they're talking about Karen's transformation because that was the shittiest of the bunch. That was horrible.
Yep.
And then also, the idea of that transformation was all Dee Wallace's idea. She wanted the werewolf to be more feminine and less scary. Oh, you could tell completely.
She could have just had a bow. I mean, that would have told us.
Right?
That would have been funny. Just a bow just magically appears on
this is giant werewolf. Yeah, just a big bow.
Making her look like a little Wookiee or something.
Oh, I love it.
They filmed this movie in 28 days. I thought that was pretty interesting.
And then they can be like 28 days later. We
28
got a movie.
Days later, they had a movie.
Yeah, they went from werewolves to zombies. And
the art designer on this one was also worked on Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nice.
And apparently they used some of the same props. And I didn't notice it, but in the bookstore, there's actually a corpse in an armchair that was they actually used from the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I remember
Massacre.
That. Okay, cool.
Man, I missed that one. Joe Dante was called out by the author of this book during a television interview.
Whoa.
Because Dante openly said that he hated the book and he was going to do it so much better. Then this guy stood up in the audience like, so you hated this book, huh? And he's like, yeah, I hated it. And he's like, because I wrote it.
Oh, man. I mean,
that would have been awesome.
And he's like, great, I can tell you to your face. I hated this book.
Oh, man.
I'm glad I met you.
Yeah.
You think he would have had some conversation with the guy.
Yeah, that is weird.
The guy that wrote the book went on to write the screenplay also for the second one.
Yes.
But only the second one, I'm pretty sure.
I've not seen it.
Yep. Neither have I. I haven't seen any of the sequels.
The quote-unquote gangbang movie that Karen watched, I don't know if you guys noticed, but on the little coin slot where she put the coin, the words gangbang were actually there.
Oh. Yeah, so gangbang like stags or something?
Yeah. Huh. So that movie was actually filmed for this movie, and they were going to include it on the DVD special features, but the British Board of Film and Classification nixed it because they said it was too... risque.
I want to see this movie now.
Too racy.
No, I'm good.
I don't really like snuff films, man. Even fake ones.
This movie is ranked number 81 on Bravo's 100 Scariest Movie Moments.
Really?
Which I thought was shocking because this was not scary at all.
I didn't think it was that scary. But at the time, maybe I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to put yourself in that mindset.
I wish I could experience from their point of view because to me, this was not that.
Yeah, it was fun. Ton of fun.
The last one I have was actually about your guy, Dick Miller.
Nice.
His character's name was, real quick, I gotta find it again. Anyway, his character's name was the same as his character in Chopping Mall.
I read that.
Yeah.
So this is in the same universe as Chopping Mall. That's
amazing. I saw that guy. I'm like, he is so familiar. I could not place it. I'm like, Chopping Mall? Is that him? And I finally found him on here. And his character is the same exact name as the janitor in Chopping Mall.
Have you seen Chopping Mall, Dane?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
So no, good.
It's good.
I mean, I love play on words, so.
You need to see Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall was awesome.
It was legit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was
Killer
really
Robots.
Cool.
And then also, have you ever seen The Stuff?
That's not awesome.
Okay.
You have to watch The Stuff to be friends with us, Dan.
Yeah, well, I guess I...
You don't have to watch it to be friends with me. We can just be friends right now.
All
right,
well.
See, I'm better than these guys. I'm nicer.
Check that out.
Well, see, I don't have to make that the little thing, because the second you see it, you're automatically going to want to be our friends for life.
You're going to love it.
You're going to be like, yeah, you're these guys are awesome.
That's not true at all.
You're going to be like, I also need a t-shirt.
There you go.
That's all the trivia I have.
One thing that I found interesting was that this movie, The Howling, got Joe Dante the job for Gremlins.
Yeah, I did
a couple
see
years
that.
Later. Oh. It was because of this movie. Yeah. Wasn't it Spielberg called him up and said, hey, I got this little Gremlins project. Yeah. I need some directing on.
Anybody, this little film.
Little film called Gremlins.
Yeah. Anybody have a favorite Joe Dante film?
Probably Gremlins, man.
Dude, I couldn't tell you any more Joe Dante films other than...
Okay.
No?
I'd have to look.
I got, like, it's hard because I remember Gremlins 2 is amazing. The Bulbs.
Did he do Gremlins 2?
Yeah. Inner Space.
I saw that. That was amazing.
Yep. Small Soldiers.
Yep.
I like Joe Dante, guys. Soldiers.
Inner Space was the one when they shrunk themselves down and they went to the body.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Mountain
Chalk. Really
that was
good.
Really good.
Yep.
I did like that one a lot.
Now, Joe Dante, man, he's a good filmmaker. I like him.
I remember seeing The Bulbs at the drive-in.
That's so good.
That I forgot that was
that
him
was
too.
One
that
of my favorites.
I grew up on The Burbs.
Oh, but
your favorite director you don't know.
I know, right? I know. See, I never paid attention to directors until I met Brett.
Until
really.
Me. Yeah. And then I just talk.
Yeah,
you talk all about directors.
You guys ready for a kill count?
That's annoying. Yeah. And now we go to Tony for a kill count.
So this was a little tough.
Okay.
Because.
Okay.
What?
Sorry, I already know that we're gonna argue about it. Let's go. Sorry.
Uh oh.
Okay, so I had 9.
Okay.
So you're counting werewolves then?
But you're not. Are you counting animals? Don't count.
No,
animals.
I'm not counting because in the kill count, every kill count I looked up, they count the deer and stuff.
Yeah, don't count
no.
the animals.
No, but yep. Look,
deer cow doesn't like, count.
You can only count what the ritual will accept.
Okay, so we're not counting the werewolves, even though they were killed as humans.
Hmm.
I think the werewolves should count.
I do too, but only because they're still human.
That's why
I did.
Yep.
They're
still
people.
I did 9. Because Chris killed a lot of people at the end.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, this might only have one kill.
See, that's what I thought. I was like, really? I've only seen one person die so far, and then we get to the werewolf scene.
Yeah.
And
then,
you said 9?
Yeah, I looked
9.
Up. I Boom. Counted, and then I looked up again, and it's 9.
As long as you're not counting animals.
Nice. Nope, I didn't.
Okay.
So 9 for this movie, and what's that bring us up for a total?
Previously, it was 304.
Ooh. Nice.
So we are up to 313. 313.
313. 8 Mile, right? Everybody from the 313.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah.
So
right.
I was thinking 303.
Put your hands up and rock with me or something.
Yeah, after Free World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah. All right. Tony, you want to kick us off with ratings?
Did you say we were at 313?
Yes.
Yeah.
313.
Sorry, I had to write
everybody
down.
From the 313.
But
put your hands up and follow me.
And follow me.
Spaghetti.
Oh my god, okay.
Spaghetti. Oh man, that was funny when Abe did that. Okay, so
drunk Abe needs to come out and hang out.
Is there like a drunk version of the same podcast?
Yes.
We did do a drunk episode that we're probably not gonna.
No, it's probably gonna be bad. It's bad. We're never gonna release
it. Oh my god, it was so much fun though.
It was a lot of fun, but it's way to listen to.
It's true.
Yeah,
maybe people have to be drunk to listen to it. That's just
that's true.
And I made a video. I'll show you. But yeah, we did. We were this close to releasing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So my rating. All I right. never kick it off. This is so weird.
Yeah.
Go
that
for
is
it,
true.
Buddy.
Okay. So on this movie, I enjoyed. It was a little bit slow at times, but overall, I enjoyed it. I'm gonna give this a 4.
Nice.
And Dane, we have a 1 to 5 system.
Oh.
Of machetes.
Machetes.
So Tony gave it 4 out of 5 machetes.
Yes. And I'll just let you read.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Instead of saying.
Thank you.
Good. I'm glad you liked it, Tony.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Ashlyn, next. You want to go next?
Yep.
Go for it.
I am chewing a Skittle.
What part in the movie does that happen?
Yeah. It happens at 34 minutes. Oh. Exactly.
Back when you could get lime Skittles.
Ooh.
80s were a magical time.
I'm giving this a machete handle, and that's it.
Nice.
A machete
handle. So 0.5.
So half.
0.5 out of 5. Okay. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
What was your big beef with it?
Yeah. It was boring.
Boring.
Yeah. Okay. And stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool.
It's pretty damning.
Yeah.
Brett,
this movie for years I heard it's like a classic and everything.
This was a classic.
Oh no, this one's talked about
in circles
a lot.
Yep. I have never heard of this in my
and I'm wondering if that damaged me more than anything.
Yeah. I think it might have too
because really, guys, I'm gonna give this might be my lowest rating yet. I'm giving it a 3 out of 5.
That's not true because you gave Three from Hell like a 0.
No, I didn't.
No, I did.
That was Tony.
No, that was Tony.
That was me.
I liked a lot of the ideas of, like, I liked what Joe Dante was trying to do with the movie. It didn't feel like he knew what he was doing with filmmaking yet. He definitely got better as a couple years later with Gremlins. And it was like a, I don't know. It was. I don't know if this was his first movie. Felt like a first movie to me, though.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know. 3 out of 5, I think I'm going to give it. But it was a lot of fun while I was watching it.
Yeah.
It did have slow parts, but it was a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah, I had a good time watching it.
Had a good time. I started getting freaked out a little bit on the first werewolf that you really see. But after that, Rob Bodine did awesome on the effects. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
3. Maybe just tired that day.
Yeah, it could have been just tired. Yeah, but the first werewolf shots that you get, don't you want to like wow the audience?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And they did not wow you with the werewolf sex scene.
Maybe they were hoping the nudity would be enough to push it over the edge. Yeah.
Like nobody's going to be looking at the wolves. They're going to be looking at boobs.
That's right. Like the whole of 80s movies is like, maybe these two.
The just boobs will save it.
Them with boobs.
Yeah. But that still holds true today. I mean, that's true. Of course,
maybe I would like that scene better if I hadn't seen the same kind of scene in Wolf Cop a couple months ago,
right?
Do it way better.
Yeah,
because the yeah, all right, I'm done. Next.
So basically I agree with you, Brett. Overall I found this one pretty boring. The movie had pretty cool special effects at times. However, the one that's going to stick in my brain is the last one you see, which is the worst special effect in the whole movie, as the weird Wookiee werewolf.
The girl.
Yeah, hated that. Thought it was Karen. So bad. If you're going to end on a note with the werewolf, it's got to be on point. Yeah. It's the last image you have. Just like the first one is the most important.
Wow,
you got to wow them. And then the middle ones, you can slack off a little bit.
Yeah.
And then since they decided to, the way they started it off, like was just jumping right into the action, I felt myself trying to catch up the whole time and trying to get attached to Karen. Like I gave no shits about her at all until like halfway through the movie when stuff actually starts getting good. The action starts picking up and everything, and then I don't know, it just kind of goes off the rails. And
yeah,
so what do you give this?
I give this one a 2.
A 2?
Yeah. Wow. I mean it was all right, but for the most part it's just really boring.
Yeah.
Dane.
All right. Well, he's I can't like look at this anymore. No, I know what I was going to get. Cool. Well, I'm just going to, I say 3.5. Okay. Something that I like that I don't know if everybody does is I enjoy the psychological aspects of the beginning. I think things are scarier, like an alien, when you don't know exactly what's coming. And I try to put myself in the mindset. It was one of the movies my dad saw, and it terrified him so much when it came out in theaters that he's still scared of werewolf movies to this day. And I try to put myself like in that mindset in the beginning where you don't know exactly what she saw, but it scared her so much that it gave her PTSD, and she can't even bring herself to remember. Now, when we see it finally, it's hard to remove our bias from what that actually would look like. But to me, I like the buildup. I didn't find it boring. I thought sometimes what got a little boring is you know it's going to snowball. Like, you know, once you see it the first time, it's going to end with guns and things breaking through the glass. And so, I mean, I give it a 3.5 mostly because of the psychological buildup and seeing what triggers her, which, I mean, not being an expert on that, but I mean, that's very real for people that suffer from that, is, you know, the glint in a piece of glass reminds her of the movie. You know, it's little things that keep that trauma very much alive. And the reason I give it a 3.5 and not any higher is because I'm not a big fan of plot specific durability, like wood that doesn't break, things that don't really make sense. You know, it's only there to make the movie go the direction you want it to go, which I get, you gotta concede at some point, but I would give it higher if I felt the action was more consistent. But like I said, I give it as high as it is because it's one of the reasons I like Alien and other movies. To me, and I like, you know, kind of existential space horror, things that you can't comprehend. I like that a lot. So that's why I enjoy the beginning. My only beef with the slow part is kind of what, you know, we were talking about. When you come into a movie partway through what's going on and you have to crank the volume up and have subtitles on and being like, what are they talking about? What am I missing? That I don't like stuff like that. So that, I guess that could, I feel like that could have been better, but I think 3.5 for me is
That fair. I watch every movie with subtitles. Yep.
And I mean, Megan needs them because she's got a little hearing impairment. And so I just watch them all that way now. I just don't like being forced to, like, if I don't have them on, I'm missing stuff. And I get audio technology when it was filmed, you know, it definitely has limitations. But, you know, maybe it was the neon interference.
It could have been the neon. God, good callback, man. I like it.
But yeah, I'd say for me, 3.5.
Nice.
I got a Reddit poll.
Oh, shoot. All right. Hit us with the Reddit poll.
I asked, have you seen the 1981 film, The Howling?
Yeah.
We got like 200 some votes.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for voting.
Yep. 6.4% said, how, yes.
All right.
74% said, how, no.
All right.
7.8% said, I hate cinema.
Okay.
Wow. Yep.
Our usual.
It's a bold statement.
Yep.
11.8% said, I hate polls.
Oh, yeah. I hate polls too.
Yeah. So I like to go.
I love polls.
So they don't hate answering them. They just hate that they exist.
Yeah. That's
the answer. Damn, you are resisting and making me answer.
I love polls.
Yeah.
They see one and they're like, I got to answer, but I'm so mad that it exists.
I think the fun is just making up ridiculous answers.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, that was fun. And that was our conversation about The Howling from 1981.
Hell yeah.
Joe Dante.
We don't have to announce it on air, but whose pick's next?
It was supposed to be my pick. Tony, didn't we have somebody write in some an awesome suggestion for us?
Yeah, but should we wait?
Are we going to leave him in suspense?
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Just in case. Things happen.
Cool. Sounds good.
So,
just
Dane,
in case something happens, we ain't going
to
say.
Yeah. So, Dane, you have anything to plug?
It's a mystery.
Oh, well, not really. I'm just happy that I was asked to be here.
Awesome. We're happy that you're here.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
All right. Tony, you want to take us out?
Yep. Thanks. Like, subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And hit 5 stars on iTunes for us.
Yeah. Give us a review, too, while you're there.
Check us out on Instagram.
Tell us how much you hate Ashlyn. And her voice.
And you love me.
That is harsh.
Bye, Travis.
I know.
I like it.